This is Real Estate Rookie episode 208. I'm Ashley at Welcome Rentals and he's Tony at Tony J. Robinson.
And welcome to the Real Estate Rookie podcast where every week, twice a week for 200 whole episodes, we've been bringing you the inspiration, information, and education you need to kickstart your real estate investing career. And today we've got another amazing question from someone in our rookie community. This question also comes from the Real Estate Rookie Facebook group, which by the way, if you have not yet joined, it is the most active, the most engaged real estate investing Facebook group out there geared specifically towards investors, rookie investors. And like literally every time I go into that group, like, and I see a question that's been asked, there's already like 30 answers of people giving really detailed, helpful information. So if you haven't joined, make sure you join. Are current interest rates making you depressed about cash flow? What if it didn't have to be that way? Rent to Retirement has 2.99% seller financing available on turnkey properties. You heard that right. That's a seller financed 2.99% interest rate where the average cash flow is over $900 per month. They also have options where you can put as low as 5% down on multiple investment properties with no PMI. Rent to Retirement is the nation's leading turnkey investment company that understands what it takes to be successful in today's dynamic real estate market. Their reputation speaks for itself with more five-star reviews than any other company on the BiggerPockets website. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest with confidence in the markets that offer the best returns. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com. Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
Remember when you had to pay to get a lead's phone number? It was like the dark ages. Until Deal Machine made skip tracing a thing of the past. Now, with your Deal Machine plan, you'll get unlimited access to phone numbers and contact information for no extra cost. That's right, get high quality, reliable information trusted by leading financial institutions, all fully compliant with the federal Do Not Call list. Explore over 150 data points, including age, gender, marital status, occupation, and a ton more. Trust me, this is the data you need for off-market deals. With new filters, people flags, and color-coded phone numbers, lead management just got a ton easier. Ready to step up your investing game? Sign up for a Deal Machine plan today and gain immediate access to this unlimited treasure trove of contact information and phone numbers. Just head to dealmachine.com/BP. Transform your lead generation and deal-making strategies with Deal Machine. Sign up today and start exploring the unlimited possibilities at dealmachine.com/BP.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED lights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time. Every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Today's question comes from Aaron Pope Caminati. And Aaron's question is, I was just curious how you set up your rent income for tax season. Do you just show your example, your assessor report? Or do you give receipts to your tenant when they pay so you have one for tax season? Just looking to see how people set up that part of their books. Thanks. Ash, what are your thoughts on the taxes?
Well, in my old life, I worked at a CPA firm as an accountant, a staff accountant, attempted to become a CPA. I only took one test and then I was like, I hate this and quit my job and never looked back. But I did learn how to do excellent bookkeeping. And even though I dread it and hate it now, and it's so mundane to me, it is very important to keep accurate books. So if you don't know a ton about bookkeeping, I think Stessa that Aaron had mentioned, that software is a great way to get started. It's free and it's very specific to real estate investors, especially great for if you have buy and hold. Tony used it for a little while with short-term rentals too. And yep. I'm not sure how it would work for flippers, but definitely a great resource for buy and hold. when you're using any kind of software, so there's also QuickBooks, all different kinds of places that you can do your bookkeeping, you are able to print off reports. So Aaron had mentioned, do you just show the rent income on your report? Do you have to provide receipts to your tenants? So some tenants may require, or not require, but ask for a receipt that they paid rent. If you are using some kind of online platform like Rent Ready or Apartments.com to collect rent, there will be an electronic kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Electronic record, I guess, of the transaction to show that you received that income. So you don't have to give your tenants a receipt so that you can show that they paid for tax season. Because think about it, when you go into the store and, you know, Tony's buying something from me and I hand him a receipt, that receipt doesn't really end up anything that I need when I do my taxes. So the best way is to have them pay online, or every time that they do pay, enter it into your bookkeeping software. And then at the end of the year, you are going to take a report, most likely your profit and loss statement, and then also your balance sheet, which shows the cash you have available in your checking account for the business. It shows what properties you have on there, and it shows any liabilities you have, such as mortgages. You're going to take your profit and loss statement with all of the income you collected, and then also any expenses you paid out of the business for your properties. And that is what you're going to give to your accountant who is doing your taxes or your CPA. Very important to keep receipts of your expenses, though. That is like the big thing. So when you are audited, they're going to go through and look to make sure that you are not collecting more income that you're not reporting. And then they're going to make sure that you're not paying too many expenses that aren't actually business expenses. So the way to do that is to, you know, if you have income coming in and you can show like, okay, I have one unit, it rents $1,000 a month. I have shown you that every single month I receive that income. It shows $1,000 on my tax return. It's going to show I collect a $12,000 a month in rent. And your lease agreement shows that the rent is, you know, $1,000 a month. So having that, that's like your proof to the, you know, the IRS, if they come and audit you, is like, I have a lease right here that says I get paid $1,000 a month. My books show that I paid $12,000 a month. So that right there is kind of your checks and balances. If somebody moves out and you have months vacant, we'll just keep a record of that. You know, you can show that you, this person moved out, gave notice on May 30th that they were moving out. And then you have a new lease showing that somebody moved in July 1st. And that's why you have a decrease in income that year compared to another year. So that would be the best checks and balances. And then for your expenses, save your receipts. A lot of the software like Stessa, you can upload it directly into the software. So it connects when you enter in that expense, it's saved right with it. But I would also keep another, whether you keep paper copies in a folder or save them into Google Drive, OneDrive, something like that too, just because that software, especially QuickBooks, other ones, they make it really hard to pull those documents out of that software again when you decide you don't want to use them and you want to switch to something else. So I would keep a separate kind of folder, whether that's digital or in a filing cabinet, of all of that paper.
Yeah, Ash, that's a world-class breakdown on how to handle taxes. I think the only thing that I'd add to that for you, Aaron, is get your bookkeeping process in place like as soon as you close on that first property. Because if you wait until you're at property five to really try and figure it out, it is going to be a mess come tax season. And ask me how I know, right? Like, we scaled really fast in 2021. Our bookkeeping process was not the best. You know, as we're adding in all these properties, and there's so many transactions on a short-term rental compared to a long-term rental. So, you know, we have like hundreds of transactions per property every single month. And when we went to go do our taxes for 2021, I literally for months or for several weeks had to meet with my bookkeeper for like hours at a time, going back to like, hey, Tony, there is this charge from January 12th. It was $473. What was that? How am I supposed to remember a year later what this charge from January was, right? So if you can get your systems and processes in place with the first property, that is going to be a complete lifesaver as you start to scale from one to five to 10 to even more than that.
Yeah. And whether you're doing it yourself, or using a bookkeeper, like getting that process, okay, every month doing a bank reconciliation, mm-hmm. entering everything every month, and then moving on. Because like where Tony mentioned, like going back to April 21st, what's this charge? Okay, I have to log into my Amazon account now, go through right. six months
all these transactions.
Amazon purchases, and man, those are long pages to go through right. and try to figure out, okay, what was that expense? Okay, here it is, here's the receipt. And yeah, so.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Hopefully you learned a little bit about bookkeeping, and hopefully you are going to get your books in order if you haven't already for this year. I'm Ashley at Wealth From Rentals, and he's Tony at Tony J. Robinson. And thank you guys so much for listening.
The market is changing and finding your way can be tricky. Rates shift, headlines whirl, but your goal hasn't changed. You want financial freedom. And the best investors know it's not about timing the market, it's about time in the market. If you're ready to get into the real estate investing game or take your game to the next level, finding an investor-friendly agent is your next step. With BiggerPockets Agent Finder, you can find the right agent in minutes. Just head to biggerpockets.com/deals. Enter a few details about what and where you want to buy, and boom, instantly match with an investor-friendly agent who fits the bill. These local market experts can help you navigate the neighborhoods, analyze the numbers, and take action with confidence once and for all. There's free resources only available at biggerpockets.com/deals. Get an agent, get the deal, and get closer to financial freedom at biggerpockets.com/deals. That's biggerpockets.com/deals to find your investor-friendly agent today.
The content of this podcast is for informational purposes only.
Past performance is not indicative of future results, and all host and participant opinions are their own.
Investment in any asset, real estate included, involves risk. Use your best judgment and consult with qualified advisors before investing. Only risk capital you can afford to lose.
Bigger Pockets LLC disclaims all liability for direct, indirect, consequential, or other damages arising from reliance upon information presented in this podcast.